Morning. Where do you look for inspiration? Seems that we all need a little inspiration from time to time. And there are plenty of opportunities out there from which you can get inspiration. I want to tell you a story about a people, about a group of people living in the little town of Gander, Canada. It's located in the Canadian province of Newfoundland. It's a neat story, but very little known. What happened is this. On 9/11, back in 2001, four airliners were skyjacked by terrorists, three of which hit American targets and killed over 3,000 people. The FAA, as a result, immediately closed American airspace for the first time in history. And this meant suddenly that hundreds of flights, instead of landing in the U.S., had to be diverted into Canada. And of those hundreds of flights, 38 jets landed in this little town called Gander, Canada, which happened to have a big airport for military purposes. But the town of Gander only had a population of 10,000 people. So all of a sudden you have 38 big jumbo jets landing with 7,000 passengers aboard. So suddenly, the little town with 7,000 brand new frightened and confused passengers, the town almost doubles in size. And these passengers had a lot of needs. But the people of Gander did all they could to provide for the needs of their new friends. They donated food and clothing. Store owners opened their doors and just allowed those 7,000 strangers in to grab any clothes and personals that they needed, because all their baggage had to stay on the plane. So these people were here without anything. And the pharmacies, there were only two pharmacies in this little town, and they stayed open 24 hours because a lot of people had need of filling, you know, prescription medications. And these two pharmacies just let people get their prescriptions filled free of charge, just like in those stores, people taking what they needed free of charge. Schools and churches opened their doors to allow room for sleeping quarters. The citizens of Gander even opened their homes to these people. And they'd say, here's a bed, there's the bathroom, here's the refrigerator, help yourself, and we'll leave the house unlocked so you can go and come as you please. So for 4 days, the people of Gander put their own lives on hold to care for those people that were stranded. It's a very inspirational story. Many people are inspired by athletes. In the recent Winter Olympics, there were several inspirational stories, like the Canadian Johanny Rochette, who skated through tears because her mom just died of a heart attack a few days before. She persevered and skated quite well. Years ago, you might remember NBA star Charles Barkley said something very controversial. He's known for controversial statements. And he said that he was not a role model. Well, this was seen as almost blasphemy by the media. Of course athletes are role models. Millions of young people look up to professional athletes. But Charles went on to say that people should instead model themselves after their parents and teachers. After all, you might think you know an athlete, and you might want to emulate that athlete, but then you find out you really have no idea who these guys are. So maybe Charles was right in that we should look a little closer to home for our inspiration. I want to tell you students that sometimes you inspire me. I think I speak for all the professors here on campus that we enjoy teaching here. And it's not just what we're doing, but with whom we're doing it. In my case, I get to study history and geography from a scriptural perspective with Christian young people that I enjoy being around. And I get paid to do that. It works for me. Sometimes, perhaps, without even knowing it, you inspire others. Those thank you notes that some of you wrote last Christmas were very meaningful because of some of the remarks that you made. Watching you participate in sporting events, like tonight on this court and tomorrow night, is very rewarding because you usually do so with dignity and integrity. Winning the sportsmanship trophy like we did again this year, and we have often in the past, is testament enough to the fact that you seem to get it and that you try to conduct yourselves to the glory of God. Another opportunity for inspiration is in funerals. They remind us that our time on this earth is short and that success is not measured in how much money you make, how many cars you drive, how many rooms are in your mansion. At a funeral just 2 days ago at my wife's aunt's funeral, it was pointed out that Aunt Martha never got married, never had children, so it might appear that she died lonely with nothing. But that's not true. She had nieces and a nephew and lots of friends, and she had the lifelong companion, Jesus, by her side all the 92 years of her life. And of course, Scripture itself is full of inspirational stories and messages. What stories inspire you in Scripture? I've been asking around to some of my friends. One person told me it's a story of the army commander Naaman, who had leprosy. He found out about a cure through a little girl who said, "If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." If God can accomplish the curing of a skin disease through a young girl who didn't keep the information to herself, think of what He can accomplish through you and all that you have to share. Another one of my friends suggested the story of the prodigal son or the lost son. It could have just as well been entitled The Loving Father. And I know whenever I hear this story, I'm inspired again to live my life for my loving Father who takes me back unconditionally every time I stray. Sometimes a single Bible passage can be an inspirational sermon in and of itself. Do you remember back to the Sunday after Thanksgiving last fall? We had a guest speaker, Steve Siddle, who recently helped with many classes in driving bus and circuit boards. Well, anyway, he preached a sermon on 1 Timothy 1:15. "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." It seems like a straightforward passage, but the way he picked that passage apart that day was very significant to me, perhaps because I really needed to hear it on that particular day. And Steve Siddle did it in this way. With your permission, I'd like to kind of do what he did. The first phrase, "This is a faithful saying," is an introduction by Paul. He's saying, "Hey, everybody, listen up. I'm about to say something that's very important, more important than anything else." The next phrase, "worthy of all acceptance." Everybody in the entire world should listen up and believe what I'm about to say. That Christ Jesus, and let's stop there real quickly. The word Christ means the anointed one, the Messiah. And Jesus has a lot of meaning too. Savior. "They shall call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins." Next phrase, "came into the world." Now the word "came" shows that He must have come from somewhere. He left somewhere. He left heaven. He left heaven to come into this world, this sinful world. Now, nobody likes to hear this, but down here in this world, we're like a bunch of pigs, really. Now, we slop and wallow around in the mud, the muck, and the mire, and in our own manure, just like pigs. And even when we're washed clean, we go right back into the slop. Seems like we're comfortable there. We're so self-absorbed, like pigs. And He came into this world to be with us for 33 years. He came into the world, next phrase, to save sinners. He could have left us wallowing, but He loves us too much. And then Paul called himself the chief of sinners. I don't know about you, but I think I'm a lot worse than the Apostle Paul. I'm more the chief of sinners. Maybe I'm better than he was when he was Saul the persecutor, but all that scorekeeping doesn't matter anyway. We all deserve the same thing. And on our own, each of us is lost in the muck that we create. But this fact inspires us to appreciate with thanksgiving the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus our Lord. And I encourage all of you to look for inspiration every day, whether it's in a chapel address, a church service, or perhaps a class here in school, or maybe even just one simple Bible passage like this in your own personal Bible study. Find something inspirational that speaks to you. And when you're inspired, share it with others so you can be a living testimony to the truth and an inspiration to others like you already are. Let's close with the hymn on the screen.